Well, hey guys, welcome to my daily update video or audio if you listen to this on podcast. I've just rebooted my podcast actually. So if you're not getting my audio podcasts, you can go to iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Overcast, Google Podcasts, all of those good places and get those. Hey, if you are on my YouTube channel, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button down there. Give this a thumbs up and share this with your friends. Well, today's Thursday. I'm in having my local Panera Bread, my local cafe coffee house with Dylan today. Should I put Dylan on camera? I should put Dylan on camera. Say hi, Dylan. And I trust you are well. Just getting some things ready for the weekend. And this weekend I'm going to be speaking whole month of October. I'm speaking on foundations of our life. And I'm going to talk about victory over sin. I'm going to talk about the difference between being attacked from the outside by sin, going through a storm, if you will. Everybody's going to be tempted at times. Jesus was. But the difference between having sin actually in your foundations. You know, it's not that hard to go through a storm where you're being attacked externally, if you will, through temptation. It's a different thing when you allow that temptation to be the very ground on which you build your house. So great message there. I'll be doing that in Massachusetts on Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, we're going to be in Norwalk preaching the gospel with signs and wonders out in public. So I'd love to have you join me in one of those. A couple of other housekeeping things as well. I've just done a new PDF with some of the blood scriptures. I was actually speaking about this last weekend, and I had so many people write to me and say, Graham, I've never confessed or prayed through those blood scriptures in the Bible. So I put a PDF together with a whole list of blood scriptures. And if you would like that, just go to my website, ggm.org, link below you, and you can get that as a download from there. Good. Good. Just want to say thanks to all my prayer partners as well. I've been praying through some decisions recently, some things there, and I appreciate you guys for your input and your prayers there. Good. Let me just share something I was just reading here today and thinking about. I was reading Colossians a minute ago. Colossians 3:14 says, above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And then it says, let the peace or the shalom of God, let the peace of God rule in your heart. I believe it's the Amplified that says, let the peace of God be the arbiter, the decider, the decision maker. I was watching the Supreme Court nomination hearings this week, and I remember, I think it was Justice Roberts when he was going through his nomination in about 15 years ago, about 2005 or 6. I remember making the comment saying, a judge, you know, isn't there to make policy, a judge that is there to call balls and strikes. Now, you know, I'm not an American, so I always think of an arbiter like in Wimbledon. You know, they'd always have these guys sitting on a really tall chair above the tennis match, right in the middle, watching everything. And they, same principle, they get to say they're the arbiter, the impartial judge. They get to say whether the ball's in or whether the ball's out. And Paul is saying here, let the peace of God be the arbiter in our life, the decider, the judge maker. And just track with me for a few moments here, but I think a lot of people have a very long distance relationship with the peace of God. I think a lot of people love the peace of God, but they get so used to living without the peace of God. They get so used to living in their hurly burly, if you will, of life, thrown about by every little thing going on, that they really know the peace of God. And the peace of God is, it's a goal to them, but it's not something they actually live in. And here's my suggestion to you today. I think the Lord wants us to be living in this constant place where His peace is real. His peace is the ground on which we walk. His peace is the foundation on which we stand. But the peace of God is so real that anything that comes to us, we immediately go and we test it with our peace. I find it very easy to discern between a true prophetic word and a false prophetic word. Not by looking at the word. I mean, it's either a good test. Is it scriptural? Does it come to pass? All of that. But often you get bad words that are scriptural. They're just not what God is saying right then. Or things that you might have to wait years to know if they come to pass. And here's my point. Whenever I'm listening to something, I'm coming back and I'm saying, does my peace witness to this? Does my peace, that inner peace, what is it? Does it disturb my peace? When I'm praying with somebody and I think I could pray this way or I could pray that way, I'm looking at, it's like I'm looking at both roads and I'm saying, where's the peace? Where's the voice behind me saying, this is the way, walk in it? When I've got to take a decision, sure, at times God can give you a dramatic, he can write in the sky or send an angel, but literally the peace of God should be the determinant. We should guard our peace, and I think we should be really protective over our peace. How do we grow in peace? We'll come back tomorrow and I'll tell you. No, let me give you two or three real quick keys. I mean, number one, you've already got it. Jesus said, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. So we've got his peace. He is our peace who's broken down every wall. The chastisement for our peace was laid upon him. So we have his peace in heavenly places. That's a reality, but it's only a spiritual reality. Our spirit's full of the peace of God. What we've got to do, and this takes practice, is we've got to learn to bring the peace in which we have in the spirit down into the soulish realm. We've got to practice our peace. We've got to guard our hearts in patience and not allow the world, the flesh, the devil, the things around us to steal the peace of God that we have. And we've got to practice it. We've got to learn to calm our hearts. We've got to learn to push back on the yammer and the chatter of life and the strife. David talks about, I think it's in Psalm 37, he says, you hide me in your pavilion, far from the strife of men. What a great place to be. And I think the world around us, you know, if you don't want to have any peace, spend a lot of time on social media, argue about politics, do QAnon, you know, get in, watch CNN or Fox or all these things. My point is, they're constantly like a war between one person or another. And you may think, Graham, but I'm right. You may be right, but it will steal your peace. How do we get more peace? Great peace of those who love your word. Nothing offends them. Nothing moves them. Psalm 119:165 says, so great peace are they who love the word of God. So we have that peace. What we've got to do by faith is bring it from the spirit into the soulish realm. And then even into our bodies, you can bring your body into peace. And then here's the really sneaky thing. What you can learn to do is release around you the peace you have in you. Where's that in the Bible? Here you say, well, Mark 4, Jesus was in peace. He's in a storm, but he's in peace in a storm. The disciples are in a storm, but the storm's in them. Jesus is in the storm, and yet he's in peace. And then what does he do? He stands up in front of the storm and gives the peace he has to the environment. He says, peace, be still. He releases from within him what he has, and it changes what's around him. That's why Jesus said, when you go into a town, let the peace that's on you come upon the house you're in. And we can literally change these circumstances around us. What if the whole body of Christ were speaking and releasing shalom, peace of God, to America right now, rather than joining in the Punch and Judy show, joining in the Tweedledum and Tweedledee arguments kind of thing? What if we were, you know, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. I don't think that means the United Nations peacekeeping force. I think it literally means those who carry the peace of God. So, here's my encouragement to you today. Find the peace of God. Practice the peace of God. You've got it already, but by faith, bring it from your spirit to your soul. Bring it into your body. Practice it. Enjoy it. And then learn to release it without telling anybody. Learn to release it around you. And watch what it does, and let it guide you. Let it be the arbiter, the judge, the decider in your life. Boom. That's my thought for the day, guys. I'm wishing you well wherever you're at. Whether you're watching this on video or audio, have a wonderful day. Drop me a line. I'd love to see you guys soon in the plan of God. Walk with Jesus. Thanks for watching, and bye for now.